It's 1932. In the side barn, off the round barn, where the newborn calves are kept, there's a calf with a broken leg. Grandpa thinks her mother lay on her. Daddy calls the vet. Dr. Russell comes. He glances at the calf. "Shoot the son of a bitch," he says to Daddy, and leaves. Daddy gets some narrow boards. He measures them long enough so that they'll make a walking splint. He sets the brake and splints it. He binds up the leg. He calls a vet in Janesville and asks how long he should leave the splint on. Dr. Nylands tells him he'll come check the leg in 3 weeks if Daddy wants him to. Daddy describes the splint and asks if it's all right for the calf to walk on it. Dr. Nylands says there's no way to keep her from walking, unless Daddy plans to hog tie her. Sure enough, before long, the calf has struggled to her feet, hobbled to her mother, and started to nurse. Twice a day, Daddy goes to the barn and checks the splint and bandages and inquires into the welfare of his patient. She leaves her mother, is weaned to a pail, is in with the other calves. When all the calves go out into the field behind the calf barn, she goes too and manages a stiff-legged gambol. Grandpa laughs and laughs when he goes past the fence. Joan and Patsy, Jackie and Craig like to watch her too. She becomes quite tame. They let her suck their fingers. Dr. Nylands examines the leg and advises keeping the splint on a few weeks longer. At the end of the allotted time, Daddy takes it off. The leg looks fine. The calf has no trouble walking on it, although she does have a bit of a hitch in her gait, and she never quite gets over that. She grows into a healthy heifer and productive cow. She spends 12 years in the round barn. Daddy and Grandpa don't call Dr. Russell anymore. When they need a vet, they call Dr. Arthur Nylands in Janesville. He becomes the farm vet. Somebody once asks, "Whatever happened to Dr. Russell?" "I shot the son of a bitch," says Daddy.